This is Hot Tech with Jan Vermeulen.
It's Tuesday. It's Hot Tech time. We welcome back Jan Vermeulen, editor at My Broadband. Jan, good afternoon to you. Thanks for joining us once again on the Afternoon Overdrive.
Good afternoon. It's a pleasure to be here.
No, great to have you on board, Jan. So let's begin with this massive internet outage. Over to you. Tell us about what happened here.
Sure. This is an update on the cable break story. Mm-hmm. So just to remind folks, there has been multiple cable breaks around the continent. So undersea cable breaks.
Right.
So it's most recently a quadruple cable break on the west coast, just off the coast of Abidjan, near Cote d'Ivoire, the Ivory Coast. And that was, as I said, four cables that went down at the same time. It was unprecedented. And it's two cables that carry a huge amount of traffic from South Africa, WAX and SAT3, and then other, shall I call them subordinate cables, mm-hmm. The ACE cable and then the main one cable. And and this whole thing is compounded by cable breaks off the East Coast, where the Houthis attacked a ship, some kind of fertilizer ship, I believe. That ship dropped its anchor as the crew was abandoning it, and the anchor dragged across three cables, broke them, one of them being Seacom. So we're without a huge amount of capacity on the East Coast, we're without a huge amount of capacity on the West Coast. Honestly, if it wasn't for Google's Equiano cable and the Easy cable, we would basically be in the dark in South Africa.
Okay.
We would be forced back onto like satellite backups. But what's happened, the latest in this saga, is the repair ship. One repair ship is on site and is busy repairing the SAT3 cable. Another repair ship is on the way and should be on site soon. And it will then repair the higher capacity cables, WAX and ACE and main one. But we're looking at several more weeks of these cables being unavailable.
Okay.
And so, you know, for the most part, we're not feeling the impact here in South Africa.
Okay.
There's one or two services that are still struggling. But there are countries along the West Coast that have really been hit hard by this.
Okay.
And so they cannot wait for these cables to come back online.
Okay. So I take it now customers may experience now and then intermittent interruptions.
In South Africa, hopefully not anymore.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the major service providers in the country have switched over to Equiano.
Right.
And so While there might be some slowdowns and higher latency, you shouldn't be experiencing intermittency. You know, stuff shouldn't be going up and down a lot.
Okay.
But it might be slower than you're used to.
Okay.
But that's since like mid-March.
Okay.
So if something's gone wrong in the past 2 weeks or so, that's probably something else.
Okay.
And so people should keep that in mind, that this is something that's been ongoing since mid-March. If you're experiencing a more recent issue, then that might be caused by something else.
Okay. Jan, so I saw this interesting headline on the My Broadband front page. Goodbye, Eskom. South Africa getting 120 off-grid truck charging stations. How interesting.
Yeah, this is super interesting. I really hope that these guys manage to pull it off. They call themselves Zero Carbon Charge.
Mm-hmm.
And they are building electric vehicle charging stations all around the country. So they've already started on a network of 120 car chargers. The first one should hopefully be live in June, and they hope to finish the whole network by September. And now today they've announced the launch of a subsidiary company they're calling Zero Carbon Logistics. And the idea with this company is to launch another 120 chargers, but for trucks. And so, because they believe that South Africa's freight industry is going to be moving over to electric trucks, and that if they were to rely on Eskom for charging along the major freight routes, so they're targeting the N3 to start with, and they their argument is that if trucks are going to be dependent on Eskom's network, then that's going to be a problem, electric trucks in future. Because, you know, besides load shedding, Eskom is powered by coal. And in fact, if trucks were to charge themselves on a grid that's powered by coal, that would actually increase the amount of carbon dioxide.
Indeed, yes.
Emission, or carbon emissions. Right. Not only carbon dioxide, but carbon emissions overall, compared to just running diesel.
Mm-hmm.
And so if the whole world is moving over onto electric, and South Africa has to follow, then they believe the logical next step is a network of chargers that runs off of solar panels and batteries.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's going to be interesting to watch this play out. I wish them all the success in the world.
Indeed. Jan, just to confirm, that's is it for trucks and cars?
It's two separate networks.
Okay.
So they've got one network called Zero Carbon Charge. That's going to be 120 car chargers. And then Zero Carbon Logistics, which is just for trucks. They're going to be building truck stops for electric trucks.
Okay. All right. So as you say, everything of the best to them. Let's see how that materializes as we try, as we endeavor to get away from fossil fuel powered vehicles. Jan, take us through grocery and takeaway app delivery fees in South Africa.
Yes, this was one of my journalists who wanted to take a look at how the various platforms stack up. And it was very interesting to see that almost all the grocery delivery services, in fact, all of them, let's not mince words, all of them have a standard delivery charge of 35 Rand.
Okay.
And then, you know, there's ways to get out of that. So you can take up a, like, Checkers 6060 as a subscription that you can take to get a discount or to get the 35 Rand off if you have an order over 350 Rand and so on. But the flat fee across the grocery delivery sphere, so Pick and Pay, Checkers, Woolworths, Spar, they all have a 35 Rand delivery fee. Spar only charges you more if they have to deliver further, and then the delivery fee can go to 70 Rand. He also took a look at Takealot and Mr. D Food for takeaway deliveries. And there it was interesting. So Mr. D Food has a higher basic delivery fee, but Uber Eats does a thing where they charge you more or less depending on various factors. And they have a separate service charge. So while the delivery fee on Takealot looks low, their delivery fee, you know, might be 10 Rand, where Mr. D's is 15 Rand or something like that.
Okay.
Takealot then has a separate service charge, and the service charge goes up the more food you order.
Okay.
Uber Eats. Mm-hmm. Uber Eats could... Takealot owns Mr. D, but Uber Eats could end up costing you a lot more than Mr. D Food because of those service charges.
Right.
But then Uber Eats also offers a subscription program that gives you discounts on all that. And
right.
So if you find yourself using a lot of Uber Eats, that might be worth your while.
Okay.
And then the other interesting thing out of that is that these food delivery platforms, the food costs more on them because the actual delivery charge does not cover the full cost. So they have to make up the cost someplace else.
Right.
And so they charge the restaurants extra fees, which they have to make up in charging you more for the food.
Jan, I'm going to have to cut you short there. Jan, thank you so much for joining us on the Afternoon Overdrive and for your breakdowns as to the various subjects we discussed this afternoon. Jan Vermeulen, editor at My Broadband.